The way we approach our relationship with the U.S. and China is the same. We are not trying to calibrate. That's not the word that we use, to calibrate. We are not trying to balance. The question that we constantly ask ourselves is, how can we be relevant and how can we be a partner that value add to the relationship? So that is why we need to spend time and effort to deeply understand the U.S. and the Chinese system. And that goes beyond specific personalities. It means that we have to understand how their system works, what are the concerns of their system, what are their interests, so that we can come up with relevant ideas according to the times. We can also make a value, we can make a valued contribution to the relationship. So it's not about calibrating, it's about constantly finding ways to build up the relationship according to the mutual interests of both parties. And to the extent that we can make a contribution to the mutual understanding of US and China, I mean, we will do our small part. But that does not mean that we are trying to pass messages or we are trying to balance, or we never see ourselves as an interlocutor. I think the US and the Chinese, they have told us that both of them, they value our perspective, and we will share our perspective frankly with them, honestly with them. It doesn't mean that they will always agree with everything that we say, but as a trusted, principled, and reliable friend, we will do our best to share honest views with them. The relationship between Singapore and the US, Singapore and China, is not just one of military ties. It spans many domains. We have very good military, economic, social, cultural ties with both US and China, and we are constantly finding ways to strengthen those ties so that we are not resting on our laurels. So even on the defense and establishment side, we have regular dialogues and exchanges between ourselves and the Chinese military establishment, between ourselves and the US military establishment, and that's how we intend to go forward.